96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
And our Newsmaker segment today is courtesy of Mel's Tire at 915 Graham, where service is not expensive, it's priceless.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. We offer a full line of Yokohama tires, the Geolander AT-GO15, Yokohama MT-GO03, and the Avid Ascend LX. So whether you're on or off-road, Yokohama tires will get you where you're going safely. And while you're here for tires, we can service your vehicle as well. Our experienced, certified staff can handle repairs including brakes, shocks, tune-ups, alignments, and more. Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, your Yokohama dealer. Where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this beautiful Wednesday morning. Partly cloudy, 53 degrees on our way to 77. And we are very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Jane Linhart. Into preview, Madison High School homecoming activities coming up this weekend. So just a couple of days away. Jane, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ron and Chuck. Doing well, thank you.
Outstanding, outstanding. So it looks like, if I'm reading this correctly, we're kind of knee-deep into the homecoming activities for Madison High School.
We are. It's just a few days away. Before I talk about that, you had mentioned Kentucky Bar Fight. That's made locally by a good friend of mine, Ron DeSchwent, in Emporia. So
okay.
Go check that out at that garage sale.
It's so good, huh?
Yes. She's pretty amazing. So, yes, knee deep into homecoming. We moved homecoming moved the alumni activities to homecoming post-COVID. And from the response that I've heard from alumni and others, that seems to work well with people's schedules. It's a little bit cooler than in the summer. So really excited, especially about the group that we have coming in this year for their 50-year class reunion.
Oh, wow. Oh, 50 my. Years. That's a good one right there. So when do things officially get started, Jane?
Things officially get started Friday afternoon, and we're doing something different this year. We're inviting all alumni, if you're able, to come up to the high school. They, with every homecoming, every school has a pep rally prior to on that Friday. They've had Spirit Week all week. But the alumni are invited up between 1:30 and 3:30 on Friday afternoon. And we're including the alumni in an egg toss that the high schoolers will be doing. Now, mind you, all students will be over at Madison High School during that time, the elementary, junior high, and high school. But the high school will be doing an egg toss, and we're going to have an alumni division there. So you can come in and show your egg tossing skills against the high school kids. And then one thing that we're doing that is really cool is several years ago, they did a drone picture. They lined everybody up at the on the football field and spelled out the words Bulldog Nation, and had a drone owner come over. And it's on the Madison Sports Zone profile page if somebody wants to take a look at it. But we're recreating that. So everyone that is at the high school that afternoon will be in that picture. So really excited for that. And then they'll have a pep rally where, coaches and cheerleaders and the team will come. So everyone is invited to that from 1:30 to 3:30, a Friday afternoon.
Okay. And then what do we got here for essentially later in the weekend? Football game and any activities for Friday night, Saturday?
Right. Football game. The class of 74 are on a guest. They've been out of school 50 years. There's a really large contingent of them coming back. It was a very large class for Madison, I believe 38, which is a really large class, and over half of them are coming back. So they're having a little get-together downtown. And then the Masonic Lodge, which promotes a lot of things for the youth in Madison, they're having a free will donation pulled pork sandwich meal. So that's tailgating taken care of. You don't need to make or bring anything to come support the Masonic Lodge. And then, of course, the Bulldogs kick off their homecoming game versus Yates Center. That starts at 7, and the thing I want to emphasize about that is that everyone will get into the game free in memory of friends of Kenny Elrod, who was the self-proclaimed head dog, and Kenny passed away a few years ago, so we want to honor his memory, and that anyone that wants to come to that football game get in free.
All right, but things don't stop with the football game Friday night. They don't, indeed. What's going on Saturday, Jane?
They do not. So bring your appetite back to Madison. There's going to be some good eats down there all weekend. So the Vertigo Valley Foundation, which supports this beautiful Satter Center in Madison, they're having a biscuits and gravy breakfast from 8 to 10. I've heard they're the best of round. So please come down and support that. The Madison Depot has had has undergone several renovations, and it's going to be open for a tour 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Of course, that's free. Come check out the historic Madison Depot. And then, of course, the main event is our alumni dinner. We've moved the time up shortly, a little bit this year, from 5:30 to 7:30. It's going to be catered by someone local, Owen Reed of Smoky Nose, which puts on a delicious spread. And again, that alumni dinner will be honoring the class of 74. Tickets are $20. We are still accepting limited walk-ins. So please, if you are interested in attending the alumni dinner, please let me know ASAP. But that'll be a fun evening. We have about 115 coming, so which is a really nice crowd.
Nice, yeah, that's big.
Indeed. Jane, when it comes to homecoming activities, you know, I think a lot of people, as they leave high school, may think that, okay, this is not that big of a deal, but it really doesn't take very long to see that, yeah, the homecoming activities, a wide range of activities, and those connections are indeed a big deal.
They are a big deal. We have someone coming in from Germany that has been planning his trip back for this weekend for over a year. So it is a big deal. It might not be for those that are relatively newer out of school, you know, those most recent graduates. But as we all age, it is important, especially in a town like Madison where there weren't a lot of people in each class. I had 20 in mine. And we're all still very connected, and it is important to keep those relationships alive. Because many of them you've known since children. So people do look forward to this, and it's an honor and a privilege to put it on.
Madison High School Alumni Activities, a part of Madison High School Homecoming all weekend long, Friday, Saturday. What, do you have a golf tournament Sunday, Jane?
We do. We've had this Fall Fest golf tournament for years.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if we're exactly full. I think we might have room for one or two, but I'm not for sure on that. But it is always a good time at the Madison Fall Fest golf tournament, and we do have some that is lunch provided too. So always a good time there to round out an action-packed alumni weekend.
Yeah, that's a golf tournament with a rich history. There is no doubt.
Very true.
About
it is.
That. So before we let you go, you mentioned the drone shot. What did you spell out last year?
So it was done several years ago. The words Bulldog Nation were spelled out.
Got it.
Were spelled out, excuse me. And I'm not for sure what we're doing this year. I've left it up. I've worked closely with Madison Student Government. Coach Ty Schreiber and the student government have been just fantastic to work with. So I think we're still deciding what exactly it is we want to spell out, but everyone from the elementary kids to the junior high to the high school to the alumni, whoever is on Madison High School campus that day will be part of that historic shot. And I'll make sure and plaster that on our alumni Facebook page, my Facebook page, and I'm sure others will share it. So come on up and be a part of a little bit of Madison history.
Tell you what, that's a pretty good crowd to be able to spell out Bulldog Nation. I mean, when
right.
We graduated, we couldn't. I don't think we could even get the B spelled out. So that would be it. So that's been pretty impressive.
It's a very cool picture. Yeah, Marcy has it posted on the Madison Sports Zones page. So on Facebook. So go ahead and take a look at that. But we are excited to do that again. Henry Ott's going to provide the drone. And it's just another fun activity for all ages to join in on.
Indeed it is. Jane, thank you so very much. Hope you have a great weekend.
Thanks, Jane.
Thank you. Thank you both.
All Talk right.
To you soon.
Have a good day. Jane Linhart previewing Alumni Weekend as part of Madison High School Homecoming. Speaking of homecoming, we've got one right here, do we not? Emporia High School Homecoming this weekend,
we do,
right?
As a matter of fact. And they're full into their Spirit Week activities. Today's a big day for a couple of reasons. One, the voting is underway now for a student body vote for King and Queen. That's getting started now. They'll pause that, then they'll do that again during lunchtime today. And then there's also going to be the annual bonfire this evening. evening at the high school. So then you have
so the bonfire is at the high school then?
That is what is listed on the schedule. So
gotcha.
If it isn't, then somebody needs to let me know. But tomorrow they got special themed Dynamic Duo Spirit Day. Big Pajama Party Spirit Day will be leading into the parade at 5:30, the coronation ceremony around 6:40 to 6:45, and then the high school football game, Topeka High. That's all Friday, and then the annual dance will be Saturday, 7 o'clock at the high school. So, yeah, lots of stuff happening for Emporia High to celebrate, big homecoming activities here. And that's just, there's Monday, Tuesday activities, too, but that's just the schedule here for the rest of the week.
I know OP High School will be at home. I'm not quite sure if it's their homecoming or not, but they do have the fundraising tailgate party dinner to benefit the family of James Nunley.
Right.
James, a young man, youngster battling childhood leukemia. But a big Team James fundraiser prior to the Olpe football game going on Friday night. So help them out there. Our primetime newsmaker on this Wednesday brought to you by Mel's Tire, 915 Graham. Mel's Tire, where service isn't expensive, it is priceless. Mel's Tire, 915 Graham. Mel's Tire, 732, 53 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Lyon County State Bank fraud protection experts suggest the following. Never send personal information via text, email, or phone.